How's everybody out there? Well, that was quite intense for a Monday afternoon, but hopefully you enjoyed it. That was Nihiloxika from Kampala, Uganda. Bugandan drums meet UK bass. That's the easy description of it. Yeah, wow. That is their second full-length album called Source of Denial. Song was Baganga. So it's all live African drumming, and then a couple of British dudes playing some very industrial sounding synth with it. So yeah, one of a kind, love it. That's what I think dance music should be, a mix of real instruments and electronics, and we're getting there. Yeah, Nihiloxika, Nihiloxika. I'm not sure what that means, but that's one word, and that's the band name. And it rolls off your tongue. Nihiloxika. Yeah, so that was something. It even gets crazier, other songs. I tried to find, like, the least intense song on the record, to be honest. Yeah, before that, piece of hybrid music, we heard a serene tune, instrumental, from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And it features a musician who plays the glass harp, which is, it seems, even though I couldn't find a demonstration or video of it, a bunch of wine glasses with different amounts of water in it to make the pitch change, and then put through wah pedals and such. So yeah, some glass featured in that band. They're called, love the band name, Os Barba Papas. And if you grew up in French immersion, or if you're a French speaker, well, Barba Papas was a story, like kids' books about these, look like different colored marshmallows, and they live in these like kind of cave-like houses that stack up on each other. Anyways, the band, I guess, ran into it. I gotta look into this, if they were popular in Latin America as well. But Os Barba Papas, the song Pelagos e Porongos, from the album Enigma. And this is all, by the way, music from 2013. We're doing a retrospective right now, getting to the end of it. I'm going to keep the songs rolling. So before that, Os Barba Papas, we heard Teke Teke out of Montreal, a Japanese fusion band, electrified, but still with some Japanese instruments like the flute. What's it called? Anyways, Japanese-style flute. The song Hope and the album Hagata. We're still hearing in the background Mr. Peter Kurek from Warsaw, Poland, from his album Smart Woods. This is a song called Clam right now. So cool mix of stuff. And yeah, next, I want to play one of my fave, like, lyrically thematic songs of the year. And Homeboy Sandman, very prolific MC out of the U.S., putting out an album at least once a year. He's done a couple this year. And this song is just such a positive breakup song. Like, you don't hear many. Most breakup songs focus on the ending, but this is called Then We Broke Up, and it's about all the great things they did together. And yeah, well, you'll hear it, but basically saying, like, how can you be upset if you did so many cool things and really enjoyed the time you had together? So yeah, it's Homeboy Sandman at his finest, Then We Broke Up, from his new album Rich on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Broke up. Yo, we spent a lot of time together and we got a lot done, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like we didn't do nothing. Then we broke up. You used to make overnight oats. If we went out, you like to order avocado toast. The closest place to us that made it wasn't very close, but we were always up to take a stroll. Then we broke up. You love little dogs, so I would keep my eyes peeled everywhere we walked. If the owner let you say hello, you'd be overjoyed. You would make a certain face, a certain noise. Then we broke up. We go into every Whole Foods market. Free samples always made the high bar target. We take as many free samples as we please. Only once did they ever ask us to leave. Then we broke up. We played a lot of Scrabble. It became habitual. We didn't just dabble. We took time with our turns and memorized all the two-letter words. Then we broke up. We had a lot of fun. We got a lot of sun. Had a ball. Then we broke up. We really had a blast. We had a lot of laughs. Though we had it all.
then we broke
up. You pay for one movie, instant get to the others, instant snacks, and to avoid artificial butter. Once you shove the bunches to your shirt and pretended you were pregnant,
then we broke up.
When we rode the train, we would try to sit in the seats. By the end, where only two people fit. If it was nice out and we were outside, we would ride between cars, and we were sweethearts.
Then we broke up.
We rode bikes from here to there. We went through a few bikes over the years. I would ride out front, you would stay in the rear. I would let you know the coast was clear.
Then we broke up.
When you were trying to choose an outfit, you put on fashion shows. I enjoyed watching you strike a pose. My input would help you choose your clothes.
Then we broke up.
We had a lot of fun. We got a lot of sun. We really had a ball.
Then we broke up.
We really had a blast. We had a lot of laughs.
Thought we had it all.
We would get lost together, floors together, watch the office, smell each other's armpits, share each other's hearts, share each other's hearts, smell each other's hearts.
Then we broke up.
I told you all my secrets. I told him his secrets from the shallow to the deepest. The horrible, the abnormal, and the freakish. I knew we reached the zenith because you were never squeamish.
Then we broke up.
We went on tours. You met my family and I met yours. We reclined our seatbacks on planes before a takeoff, but we were not ashamed.
Then we broke up.
We were hardly ever apart. We walked Fifth Avenue in Sunset Park, looking like two giants among the Mexicans. We were the best of friends.
Then we broke up.
We had a lot of fun. We got a lot of sun.
We really had a ball. Then we broke up.
We really had a blast.
We had a lot of laughs. Though we had it all. Then we broke up.
We broke up, we had to break up. But look at, you know, we did so much stuff. A lot of people break up and they don't do half that stuff. So I feel like if you was in a relationship and you did all that stuff, it was okay.
Even if you break up. Here. getting to the end of the retrospective 2023 style. And lastly, we heard an amazing reissue. So yeah, that's not new. It's vintage 1970s Ecuadorian cumbia music. And the leader of that project, Polibio Mayorga, it's his various projects. It's been reissued by Analog Africa. Ironically, they're going dipping into South American music now. But yeah, very cool stuff called Ecuatoriana, El Universo Paralelo de Polibio Mayorga. Yes, very cool. Synthesizers mixed with all those percussions of the cumbia genre. And before that, we heard Homeboy Sandman. Then we broke up from his album Rich. Top MC, in my opinion, in the U.S. these days. Even in the top five, he's amazing. And in the background right now, we got Nomad, the album by Idle Moon Vancouver Instrumental Funk Ensemble. And they just put out their first EP this year. We're hearing Blindly Running Towards the Ocean. So yeah, one of Vancouver's coolest new bands. And yeah, we're going to end the program here with my favorite cover album of the year. It is the Easy Star All-Stars back again with their remake this year of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars album called Ziggy Star Dub. And up there, I think, with Dub Side of the Moon, their remake of Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. And my dad just told me last night he snuck in when Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars tour was happening back in the 70s. Super easy, apparently, to sneak into shows. You just go in through the back. Anyhow, Easy Star All-Stars. To finish off, I'm going to play the first song on the record, 5 Years, and just a great reimagining of David Bowie. So, I hope you've enjoyed the show, tickled your ears a little bit with some new and exciting fusion music. And yeah, we're all mixed up in this world, but it can be a beautiful thing, that's for sure. And yeah, much love to all the people out there. And Wandering Rhythms, signing off for the year. Happy holidays, happy new year. And we'll catch you in the new one on the other side of the album. Goodbye.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left to cry. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Bright sun matched, his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys and toys and electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to clear out so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people, and all the tall, short people, and all the nobody people, and all the somebody people. Went off her head, hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I would think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed a stair to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt down and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up at the side of it. I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling, waving, and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in this song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought of more, I wanted to get back there. Your face, your race, and the way that you talk. I kiss you, you're beautiful, I want you to walk. We got we
something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
This is Bird Note. Puffins are boldly colorful icons of northern islands and sea cliffs, where they nest in dense colonies during the summer. In the spring, puffins grow thin, blazingly colorful layers over the base of their huge beaks. Some species' beaks turn vivid yellow, others a bright red or orange, and they make all kinds of noise. In winter, however, puffins lead very different lives. For one thing, winter puffins are not nearly as fancy. Once their chicks fledge in late summer, adult puffins shed the ornaments that wowed their mates in spring. Their beaks turn a dull orange, and their bright white summer faces turn a sooty color. Tufted puffins, named for their long blonde head tufts, go tuftless in winter. Horned puffins lose the fleshy horns above their eyes. And puffins in winter go silent as well. The birds depart their nesting cliffs by September and head for the open ocean. Three species winter in the North Pacific and one in the North Atlantic. Puffins remain largely solitary for the 7 months of the year they spend at sea. But as winter gives way to spring, the clowns of the cliffs return, once again outfitted in their finest colors. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.